We are learning Masechta Kedushin Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. We're starting approximately 17 lines from the top at the end of a line. If you see Tosfos Dvar Maschil La'olam, it's around there. B'mayka Mifugi. What's the Machlokes, the Tana Kama and Rav Shimon ben Elazar, if you have a dollar left from the Halva, according to Tana Kama, you're not Mekadeshes, because Milva Lo'itz on it. No. And according to Shimon ben Elazar, it is Mekadeshes. Zachar, what happens? Zachar, Milva Lo'itz on it. B'mayka Mifugi. What is the Machlokes? Zok the Gemara, I'll explain like this. Omer Rabba, Ashkinul Rabbanon, the Bebe Rav, I found the Rabbanon in the Beis Medrash. The Yasi v'Ka'amri, they were explaining like this. B'milva b'shus b'aylim l'chazara v'hu adin lo'intzim k'miflegi. The machlekes is, when someone gives a hava to a person, maybe before he starts using it, it's still b'shus b'aylim and he can back ask. He don't want the money back. The bank, the malvik, say, I want the money back. He didn't use it, I want it back. V'hu adin lo'intzim, who's chayif o'intzim k'miflegi? That's the machlekes. The Marasava, which is the Tana Kama, holds milva b'shus loy v'kaimi. The milva, the minute you give it to him, it's in his reshus. V'hu adin lo'intzim, he's chayif o'intzim, and therefore, you cannot do mekadeshes on. You can't do kedusha on that. It's completely hers. It's completely the loyva's. Omar sava milve b'shus b'alim kaimi. It's still in the malva's hands. It's still in the malva's reshus. But we didn't loyntsim. He's also chayiv loyntsim. And therefore, if anything's left on that dollar, there's still a chayiv loyntsim on the bank on the malva. He's still gonna be chayiv on that dollar, and therefore it could be kedushin. That's pshat and reshim ben loza. So that's what Rabbi said. I heard the Bismedish, the Rabban Bismedish, saying that pshat. And I qualified, I narrowed down the pshat a little bit. Everyone agrees that the loiv is chayiv in oinsim. It's not worse than a shayil. My time, a legara mishayla. It's not worse than a shayil. A shayil borrows a lomar, even though it's not his, he's chayiv in oinsim. Why? Because kol no shaloi. Here also, you get the money from the malva. You could use it. That's enough to make you chayiv in oinsim like a shayla, like a borrower. Ma shayla the hodr ba'ina chayiv oinsim. Ma the shayla, which you have to give back ba'en. It's chayiv in oinsim, milva like kolshka. And of course, the milva, which you're even allowed to use, of course, you chayiv in oinsim. Elahacha, milva, which is ba'al mechazarik now. But that is the question. Could you be chayzer on the milva kolzman it's ba'en? And that's machlaikas. Tanakama holds that it's mamish lohitzanitna. And even before you start using it, the halacha is that he cannot be chayzer anymore. The ba'am cannot be chayzer. And therefore it's not mekadeshes. And even if the whole thing's ba'en, who cares? Moshim Laza says, no. Since the malva could still be chayzer, it's considered the malva zashus, and he could be mekadesh isha with this. He could be kadesh isha with this. Like Rashi speaks out, the Rasa v'ka'amri, lo'il mo'ha'atzon itna, the Rakav Mashach, yadi lo'hitzimena sharputa, harihichzik ba. But here we talk about, you didn't start using it, that's where you have the machlekes. So it comes out, Lefiza, that until you, that even before you start using it, according to Rabbah, you are chayiv einsim. But until you start using it, it doesn't leave his reshus. But chayiv einsim is before you start using it. That's what comes out. Ve'lo hodo amar Rav Huna, shayil kardim mechaveiroi. Someone borrows a hammer from his friend, and he's chayiv einsim. So bika boy, if he started using it, kana. He's kainit in order to be chayiv einsim. Loi bika boy, if he did not start using the hammer, loi kana. He's not kainit einsim. It comes out that this is machlekes tanoim really, because we said that legabe koni. I said chayiv and einsim. It could be koni means that it can't be chayzer. That's what it means. It could be can't be chayzer. That's what koni means. Can't be chayzer. Hashoyel kard b'chaver, you borrow a hammer from your friend. If you start using it, then the chaver who lent it cannot be chayzer. If you didn't, then it could be chayzer. L'chayro, we said machlekes are meyer shem laws of this. We said by Hava, it's a shayla, it could be chayzer, if you start using it or not. So let us say, Leimek ketanoim lo shmaitza. It seems like this Rav Huna is machlekes tanoim. Seems like it's not machlekes tanoim. That's what it is. Like Taisa speaks out, like what we just misspoke. Look at Taisa, it's the Maschal Ella. Taisa says that le'inyin shaloy yuchal hamashal lachsa by ka'amar. This din Rav Huna. Aval in chayv einsim ki loy bika by nami chayv einsim. You know, in mishas mashiach already chayv einsim. Like we spoke out, the whole mishal is a gabe being chayzer. I'm being chayzer. Zok the Gemara l'slem is never mishmaitz aloy. Gemara says no. Ad kan loy pligi el be milva lehodra be'ena. The whole machloikis Rav Shimon ben Elazar Ramei is only about milva, which is not giving back be'en. Av b'shaylo, but by a kardoim the hodra be'ena, the giving back be'en. Divri akoil bika boy in loy bika boy loy. When it comes to a sha'ila, which you give back that hammer ban, until you start using it, it could be chayzer. Because still ban is something I'm getting back, and therefore it still could be chayzer. So Adkan, the first attempt at making Rav into Machlokes Tanoim, we had a Braisa that about Pekodon, that sounded like Machlokes Tanoim, about Malva, and we answer, no, Malva Kulam not Mekadeshes. The whole Machlokes, there is a whole Shaila if you could be Chayzer if it's still Be'en. That was the Shaila, if by Halva you could be Chayzer when it's still Be'en, but Vada, Milva Loitzon, you know, once he starts using it, Avada, there's no Shaila about it, there's no Kedushin, and therefore it's not a Kasha on Rav. Again, we're saying maybe this din of Rav, Makash Milva, name it Ketanoi. We're going to have here a Braisa. We're going to have like a nice couple of Pshatim in the Machlekes try to get out of saying Machlekes is Makash Milva. Name it Ketanoi. Hitzkashu Bishtar Chayv. You go over to Isha and say, here, here's a Star Chayv, one of Makashu. Or you had a Milva from someone else. I mean, someone else owed you money, and you had a Star that Reuven owed you money. And I'm giving it to Isha. Here's Shalayim. Ramei Aimer Mekadeshes, Ramei is Mekadeshes, in both cases, both Shtar Chayv and Shahil Milvin Achayim is Mekadeshes. Chomei Aimer Mekadeshes, Chomei Aimer Mekadeshes. Now, Hai Shtar Chayv, what's the first case talking about? Hai Shtar Chayv Echidami. Ilim Shtar Chayv Da Achayim. If it's someone else's Shtar Chayv, which is, I have a Shtar that Reuven owes me money, so Hai Ne Milvin Achayim, the same thing like the second case. Milvin Achayim, what's the difference in the case? El Alav must be Shtar Chayv Dido. It must be her Shtar Chayv, if she owes him $1,000, I'm giving back to you, here's back your Shtar, I want Mekadeshu. Or Mekadesh Milvin Kamifigi. So it's to see Machlokes Mekadesh Milva not Machlokes Rav is Halachas Machlokes Tanoim. So tomorrow Olam Shtar Chayv Da Achirim, and like this Mekadesh Milva is a sure not Mekadeshes. Here is Shtar Chayv Da Achirim. I can ask you why is Shtar Chayv Da Achirim better? So it's possible why it's better, but Taisus speaks it out. And it's Kedai to read Taisus inside. Taisus says Vim Taima Maishna Taisus Lo Olam Shtar Chayv Da Achirim. This is our star chayv dida in mekadeshes. From time my shna v'ha'idiv of milvu, both of milvu. I'm giving her a star. Both of rava. What's the difference if it's Reuven's note or the Isha's note? Who cares? V'yeshleimar the vaday malva dida shekanosek kvar ve'ein oisla shem dava chadash. Not giving anything new. Shrei oisa moyis oishla koydim on a kedushin din hu dinim mekadeshes. It's possible mekadeshes. Avak shenosim la malva da acherim. When you're giving her someone else's hava, noisin la dava chadash a new thing shloihoye biyada koydim. Never had that. Amrina and the Mekadeshes. That was the Mekadeshes. Then he the Eina Milva Be'en, even though the money's not Be'en, come on, Chusulai Kiloi Be'en. I'm giving him something new, a new Chus, I'm giving him a new thing, give him something new. And therefore, that's Mekadeshes. So, what's the, so back to our Brysa, so we have two parts of the Brysa. If it's Tokosh Tachayv Dachayim, what's two things? It's Gatsu Tachoy, but Shalim Milva Chayim. You know what two things are? One, the both, Reuven owes me money, $1,000. One Mechaikas is the case where you have a Star, in the other case, I don't have a Star. And they want to explain each one has a different beer on Mechaikas. The Mechlekes is both a milva b'shtar and milva apeh. So the first part of the price of shtar means I gave her Reuven shtar. Reuven owes me money. He gave me a star. I'm giving the star to the Isha. The second case is Reuven owes money. I'm saying you could collect it. So it explain each one what the Mechlekes is. What's the beer on Mechlekes? But plukta the record. We're saying now your own halva is not mekadeshes. Here's what's the beer machlekes? Plukta the Rebbe Rabbana Kavifiki. The time I looked at a brisa, oisiyos, which is a star, nikras b'masira. The Rebbe. Rebbe holds that just handing it over that alone is the kinyan. V'chaymerim bein shekasav lemasa. You have to write a star on the star. If you wrote a star, you didn't give it over. You didn't give over the star chayiv. Or bein shemasa lekasav la. You didn't write a star on the star chayiv. Loi kana at yichta v'yimser. You have to do both. Why do you have to do both? Zokta Rajbam and Sakhba Basra, that if I just give over the paper, you can say I'm just selling you the paper. So you have to write, I'm selling you the chayv. If you just write, I'm selling you the chayv, it's not a kinyan on the chayv because you can't buy a chayv with a star. You have to buy, you only use a star to buy karka or avodim. So therefore you need a mesira. So you need both things. You need a mesira, you need a star to explain that I'm selling you the chayv. So that's the machlekes. And you know what the case was here was? Here, you only did mesira, not a ksiva. So Mar is the Rebbe. One man that holds a Rebbe, and therefore it works, and therefore it's Kedushin. Omar less the Rebbe, because he didn't write a star. He didn't write a star. She was not kind of the star. She's not kind of a star. There's no Kedushin. That's one pshat in the machlekes. And a star chayim. Everybody is saying, the kulam less the Rebbe. Everyone agrees you need both. A star and a mesira. And here, that's what you did. But you didn't write everything you're supposed to write in the star for your papa. V'achav your papa kamefigi. Domer papa, hayman the zovin star lechavri. When you sell a star to your friend and you give it over and you write a star on that, tzorach lemichlevi. You have to write in the star. Kani lechav hu v'chal shabudei. You have to write kani lechav hu v'chal shabudei. If you don't write that, we think also you're just selling the paper. Even though you're writing a star on it, you're selling the paper. So maris l'ra papa. One man name holds like a papa. That's the man name was in a mekadesh. Holds like a papa. He didn't write that, so it's not mekadeshes. Well, mar less later a papa. Other man does not hold like a papa. Therefore, even though he didn't write that, it's still mekadeshes. That's the second bia machlekes. First bia machlekes is what of a kinyan. You didn't make the right kinyan. Oh, he didn't write the right thing to start. Third pshat. But you say, mom, the kuli alma is the right papa. Everyone agrees with papa. You have to write everything. And here, Yutaka wrote everything. V'ha'ocha b'smul kamithri. We're arguing in smul. Dama smul. Smul says a memra. I sell someone, Reuven owes me money, $1,000. I sell that note to someone. And I went ahead, I said, you know what, I'm being Meichel Reuven. I sold it to you already. I sold it for $800. Then I say, you know what, I'm being Meichel Lechayv. The Lach is Meichel. I feel Yer is Meichel. Even the Yer is Kim Meichel. So what's Pshat and Shmuel, first of all? Before we say what's the Bir Mechleikis, we'll say it. The Mar is the Shmuel. One man the Yamah holds a Shmuel, and therefore it's not Kedushin. Why? She's not Samechta. She says, you know, you can be Meichel Lestat tomorrow. It's not worth anything. Mar Isla the Shmuel, Mar Lesa the Shmuel. Amar does not hold the Shmuel, holds it, cannot be Meichel, therefore this is to be Chadash. That's Mechleikis. If it's Kedash is not, do you hold the Shmuel? Could you be Meichel or not? Now, what's the Pshat in Shmuel? You can Meichel. I sold it to someone else. Someone else owns the. Reuven owns money to that guy now. So there's a lot of Pshat in Rishayin, and we're going to say two of them. The first Pshat is Taisis Pshat, top Taisis. Yes, before Shem Hainu Taima, the Machli Machom was in the Kinyan Star in Madarabanan. The Kinyan Star is only Madarabanan. Alam Lafkiya Kayach Arisha Shiuchal Mimchal. It's not enough to stop the Mechila, my power of Mechila. It's only Madarabanan. That's one Pshat. That's Taisa Pshat of here. If you want the Lomdus, so Taisa Rosh brings down a Pshat from every time, a Lomdus Pshat. He says, every Malva has on the Leiva two things. He has a Shibud Haguf, that the Leiva himself owes him money. And he has shibud on his karka, liens on his properties, on his money. Two things he has. He has two liens, two shibudim, we call in English. Two shibudim. So he says, how many times Dr. Tesirah? So, shnei shibudim yesh lamava aloiva. Echad shibud nechashav, va'oit shigufa meshubud. He says, the shibud nechashav is tali in the shibud haguf. That's just tali. He says, I can't sell a shibud haguf. That Reuven owes me personally money. It doesn't. I can't sell that. I can sell the shibud nechasav. I can sell the lien, the note, the property, the lien. I can sell that, but I can't sell the guf. But if I meichel the guf, automatically the chasav falls off. The right stick of the bechira on the shibud nechasav. The right stick of the bechira. But since the shibud guf can't be sold, I can meichel that. It'll automatically have a domino effect and stop the shibud nechasav. That's the other pshat why he holds meichel. Two pshatim. There's other pshatim. Stop with that. I can put him. Mechleikus says ma'aser shmuel, ma'aser shmuel. We have a third pshat. The mechleikus already. Between the two man diyama, third pshat ma'ishik shmak. No, three. We're gonna have a fourth pshat. But by the same, the kulam is so shmul. Everyone agrees with shmul. You can be meichel. Okay, so why here is it work? Because it's not semach daschar. V'ha'ch be'isha kamifki. Ma'asav be'isha semach daite. Meim ma'omer le'shavik le'adiyu ma'chel le'achmini. The isha says, I am semach das. My husband is not gonna meichel my chayv. He gave it to me. We're good. We have a very good shalom bias. He's not gonna do that. Bias, stam a guy sells it to him. You know who knows? You know it could do it. But to a wife, you're not gonna do that. So she's semach das. Even the isha not semach das. So Akan the bia machlekes by milva b'shtar. We have four pshatim machlekes. We have four pshatim. What are the four pshatim? Four pshatim. Either you need ksiva masira or not. You have to write kana l'chavah shabuda or hold a shmul if you're meichel or if isha is different, you're semach das. What's the machlekes by milva apeh? By milva apeh ma'ikem mifri. We have huna rab. Domer huna rab. Monali biyodchom. So we're talking about milva apeh, where Reuven owes you money, but it's not a star. I say you have now. You can pay the isha now. Reuven pay the isha. What's the machlekes? Chalikas is if ma'imet shloshtem is a good kinyan by hava or not. Ma'imet shloshtem means if you have all three parties here, you have me, Reuven, and the isha. So then I can say you owe her the money, and it works. Could you do a milva or not? Who knows Rav? Don't know Rav. Money biodchom. You owe me money, Reuven. Through the plenty, give it to plenty. Give it to the isha. But ma'imet shloshtem, kind of. So ma'asav can come a Rav. How do I live a kadam? Only by a kadam, which is be'en, which is it's there, it's tangible. Therefore, I could do the ma'amid shloshtem. A milva loy is no din ma'amid shloshtem by milva. Remember, from a sadas gittin, ma'amid shloshtem is a milsav loy taima. It's a din hilchos loy taima. It's a din derabban hilchos loy taima. But so here, shalas they say by a kadam only or even by milva. Or ma'asav loy shlo milva loy shlo kadam. Both the milva and kadam they say by both. And therefore, that's machlekes of a milva peh. Here he did ma'amid shloshtem. It's halva. Doesn't work or not? That's machlekes mekudeshes, not mekudeshes. That's machlekes by ma'amid shloshtem. I can ask me, why didn't the Gemara go further, make our shiur a little longer? Say maybe kuli alma we hold of ma'amid shloshtem. And here the machlekes is if you hold like Shmuel, you can meichel on that. Why don't we say that? Could have done the Ishmael. We have no four pshatim. The Gemara has a lot of time. We don't have time. The Gemara has time. Why don't we say that? For this great Tais, that's kasha. Tais says a mardi chiz from this kasha. You see how you take every kasha. He says, "Milo kama hachi shemaminah da filu Shmuel moida The maknel chaver maimin shlosto machla in a machol. If a maimin shlosto make work. So Bishlof Yitaisvis is made a little better. Yitaisvis says that the Kinyan Star wasn't good. Kinyan Star makes a better Kinyan. But Lafita Pshara of Yitaisvis Rosh, that has to do with Shiva Laguf. I'm not sure why how that's better. But like bottom, Yitaisvis says that by Mayim and Shlostom, you can't do Shmuel's Halacha. Mara Dig Chiddush from Yitaisvis, and Ayim Arami has a different Chiddush, got something else. But like upon him, we're Zaycha to two Pshatim, the two Machlaikasim by Star Chayiv and by Milva Apeh, and we had all different Pshatim in those Machlaikasim.